This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. 4 days ago, Presidente Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama was giving us another speech. You know, he likes those in Jacksonville, Florida. He cited the Kansas shooting, and he pledged to keep pushing Congress to pass more gun control. Now, in this shooting, he did not mention that the alleged Kansas gunman, Cedric Ford, was a felon who was using guns purchased illegally by his straw-purchasing mother of his children. He faced 100% gun control. He did not buy them. He was prohibited from buying a gun, therefore he did not use the straw purchaser. Then Obama looked to the February 20 shootings in Kalamazoo. And then he didn't point out that, hey, Jason Brian Dalton used a gun that he had purchased legally. Yeah, because he hadn't been a criminal up to that point. Yeah. And he owned the gun legally. Yeah. So they come from opposite ends of the spectrum. And what they actually prove here is the futility of added gun control. Now, in the chat room, some of my people, Big Polly, he's seen something that I may not have seen where he's talking about. He may be coming down on us with some executive orders. He may do that. He's not going to get anything out of Congress this year. You understand that, right? With this thing, with Scalia, the Republicans have found their voice, and they're not going to do too much for him. And right now, today, at least until this next election is over, the Republicans control Congress. They control the Senate. They control the House. Yes. Are they lapdogs? Yes. Are they milquetoast? Yes. Are they a lot of things they shouldn't be? Yes. And are they a lot of, wouldn't we like for them to be a couple more things that they're not? Yes. But on this one, I think the die is pretty much thrown in there. Obama got out there and said these acts may not dominate the news today, but these are two more communities in America that are torn apart by grief. And I felt it was important for me to say something today because somehow, as I've said before, this becomes routine, these sort of mass shootings that are taking place. This disingenuous talking out of both sides of his face, waste of skin, okay? Do I like people getting shot? No, I do not. But what about the 611,000 families every year who have a loved one die from a heart attack? Do you think their loss is any less tragic? If their loved one is standing there enjoying a bottle of water and all of a sudden he keels over dead, because that's the way a lot of these things happen. Is their loss any more tragic than if somebody gets murdered? We're talking about premature death. There's 2.5 million premature deaths a year. Why aren't we doing more about heart disease research? Why aren't we doing more to cure cancer? If we got rid of, if we could stomp out heart disease and if we could get rid of cancer, that's 1.1 million lives we save every year. If it saves one life, Obama, of course, is not, he's not done yet. Right now, this Congress may not have the appetite to do something about it, but we need one that does. And he vowed, as long as I hold this office, I'm going to keep bringing this up, even if it's not getting the same attention that it should. This thing, this segment of crime is going down. We need to address a few things out there. I've seen a few, right now we're enjoying a downward turn, a downward trend in violence, which we need to approach all violence this way. Getting out there and saying that this event or that event means that this is all too common. It is not common. It is extremely rare. Uber is a perceived gun-free zone. That's what Dalton was riding around in. Ford was in a gun-free zone. Using illegally purchased guns. Your gun control, the gun control that you heart, did nothing to stop any of that. Did nothing to stop any of that. And you sit out there and you're telling everybody right now, well, you know, it's become all too common and routine. No, it hasn't. No, it has not. I am, you know, one thing that most people never talk about is we're losing 2.5 million Americans a year. And in Europe right now, if you look at what they've got going on with the Islamic people there, what you would find is that they've imported them in order to prop up their welfare state because they're not having babies. We're not having babies. And we're dying at 2.5 million a year. Right now, just with our premature deaths alone, because of our population size here in these United States, when you think about it, I think Germany has 80 million people. That means every, 35 years, we lose the population of Germany due to premature death. Nobody talks about that. Nobody says, what might they, you know, they'll get out there and they'll say, Trayvon Martin, what might have he been? What might have any of these people been? We've got 8,100, 7,900 people dying due to gunshot wounds. Murder gunshot wounds. Not, you know, suicide. Suicide's a different thing altogether. Don't even include it in there. 7,900 people dying due to gunshot wounds. Some of these people are justifying homicide. I got no tears for them. I'm sorry. Got no tears for them. Some of these people are actual murders, and most of, you know, we could get rid of half of that right now if we attack gang violence. We could get half. There you go. You want to reduce that, Obama? Go into Chicago. Go into the high crime area. Stand up on the soapbox and say, enough! Say enough. And see what that gets you. Go out there and let Black America have their family structure back and let them rebuild themselves and stop tearing them down. Do that. Do that. If you want to do something positive. If you're not going to do something, and, you know, one of the saddest stats out there is half of the murder victims in the United States are Black. Half the murderers in the United States are Black. These are all young people. These are all young people. You know, and, you know, I am not racist. So I sit around and I think, what could this person have been? If they'd actually had a couple of parents in their lives and not looked to the Bloods for acceptance, what could they have been? They're not doing that. They're not doing that. No, they're looking to the gun. They want to take away the guns. And here's the thing. And this is the new question I'm going to stop asking. I'm going to start asking, rather. I want to know, whenever they propose something, how exactly it's going to stop it. I want an analysis of how it's going to stop it. If it includes any infringing on my rights, then no. No, thank you. No, thank you. Because that's all they do. That's all they have. They're not interested in going after the criminals, the Cedric Fords. They're not interested in going after him. They're interested in coming after me because they know I'm not going to shoot them when they walk up on me. Well, they think I won't anyway. Oh, gosh. Who is the biggest demographic? The subset that is the largest single demographic? That when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. Legacy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There should be a law regulating it. No matter. I'll just keep doing it until somebody tells me to stop. All right, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The largest single growing demographic in the United States today buying handguns for self-defense is Black American women. And the number one reason they're doing this is to protect themselves. Crime statistics for Black women here in the United States are higher, have been higher than for any other race of women in America, which only makes sense when we sit back there and say, well, you know, half of all murder victims are Black. Black women now are exercising their Second Amendment right, and they are leveling the playing field. And I've seen many videos of them doing it and doing it well. On Black Friday, the FBI background checks to purchase firearms were up 32%, an all-time one-day high for the agency. Gun retailers report that 25% of the buyers were first-time gun owners. According to the Crime Doctor, a violent crime occurs every 22 seconds, a burglary every 15 seconds, and a rape every 6 minutes. According to them, handguns can provide a means of self-defense in a life-threatening situation. Homeowners have successfully defended their families from home invaders using such weapons. As many as 2.5 to 3 million crimes are thwarted each year in the United States when firearms are used constructively for self-protection. The firearms homicide rate for Black females aged 15 to 24 was five times the rate of white women in the same age group. With the rise of home invasions, Black women are doing what they have to protect themselves. The Castle Doctrine is now law in 21 states, making it legal to use lethal force to stop an intruder in your home. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 75% of women who kill a stranger in self-defense with a handgun were Black. The National Shooting Goods Association says the number of female gun consumers has increased 9% in a year. The National Shooting Sports Foundation attributes the boost to first-time female buyers, mainly concerned about protection. Sydney Williams, a Black female gun owner in North Carolina, said, "Times are getting hard, and unfortunately, people are turning to crime. I have small children in the home, so I have invested in both a handgun and a semi-automatic assault rifle for self-protection." You go, Ms. Sydney, you go. And she's not alone. Fastest growing segment of concealed handgun license owners in the state of Texas are Black American women. Nearly every state in the union is witnessing a rise in the number of Black women choosing to protect their families by purchasing and learning to safely use a handgun. Gun ownership is growing more popular in the United States every day. This is why I don't mean to be disrespectful to my ninja brethren and get out there and say, I don't worry about Obama, because I know you guys are worried about Obama. And I'm not going to get out there and tell you not to worry about him. But at the same time, he's pretty much done. He is pretty much done. He is the lamest of the lame ducks I've ever seen. The lamest. And, you know, he for the first time in years with all of this election stuff, that's the only part I like about the electioneering going on right now, is that he's fallen by the wayside. According to a Gallup poll, 47% of respondents said there was a gun in the household, up from 41% just 1 year ago. It's actually higher, because some of your more long-term gun owners never will admit that they own a gun. I'm one of them. Hey, Bill, do you have any guns? No. History of Black women arming themselves dates back to our earliest years in this country. Harriet Tubman carried a gun for protection on the Underground Railroad. She also used her rifle to threaten runaway slaves who wanted to turn back, telling them, "You'll be free or die." Black women activists in the 1960s and 70s first used the gun as a bid for equal power within their often sexist movements. According to Laura Browder, author of Her Best Shot, Women and Guns in America. Black women are arming themselves and putting criminals on notice. And as we have this trying year, you know, progressing now, expect to see this more and more and more. This is not going to go away. Women, ladies, those of you out there, you will be the salvation of the Second Amendment, and it looks like the biggest proportion of you will be black American. Thank you for exercising your freedom. Thank you for looking at things and saying, I can do a better job myself. You can. You'll be there faster. You'll be able to deal with it better. I think this is splendid news. I think it is the best news we could possibly hear, because when you get out there and you hear the constant cascade of voices out there saying, well, you know, I'm a victim. Who would you think the prototypical most one that has to deal with the most prejudice and the most biases out there? Would, you know, if it's going to be women and then, you know, black people say it's black people too. What about a black woman? And yet in the self-defense arena, they're taking this up on their own. They're not waiting for somebody to come and wade in and say, don't worry, we're the government, we're here to help. They're doing it on their own. That stuff just cracks me up. The war on women. That's what it is. It's the war on women all the time. When we get back, we're going to look at this psychologist who, she's out of Nashville, Tennessee. And she's decided that me and you and everybody else that owns a gun, we got a problem. We got problems. We're going to explore what she says about us, because forewarned is forearmed. And, you know, just she got press for this, which, you know, I'm surprised I don't get more press for saying some of the things I say. We need to do something that is viral, ninjas. We need to do something viral and put it out there and see what they say. Hey, look at this. This is viral. What are you going to do? That kind of thing. Her name is Barbara Sanders, and when we get back, we're going to break down what she had to say about me and you. But it's good news. We got good news. Women, you guys are kicking it. Thank you. Black women, thank you. We'll be right back.
Seven thousand square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm not crazy, but some people think I am, and they think you are too. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kakarot. Or as I know him, Truck Man. What's up, Kakarot?
Oh, I'm just traveling 65 and 4.5 foot off the ground over here in the cow pens right now.
Okay.
Wanted to find out something. All right. We know that either going to be a Republican or a Democrat becoming president.
Right.
All right. If, let's say, Hillary or Bernie were to get lost, would they use the exact same tactics as Obama, or would theirs be more vicious? And then secondly, let's say Donald Trump or somebody else gets in office on the Republican side. What would the news media do towards him?
Are you talking about a Republican president?
Yeah.
Well, here's the first thing. With the Republicans need to put to bed once and for all this fantasy that they're going to make the media like them. They're not going to. And even when they don't like them, even when the media doesn't like them, yet somehow or other they get elected, don't they? And that's because we do it. So they need to go ahead and start worrying about pleasing us and not worrying about pleasing them. And likewise, the president as well. This is if too many of them are really distracted by what the media says. If Hillary's elected, Hillary is going to try to do everything she can to take away the Second Amendment. She wants to do away with the PLCAA, which is the law that keeps gun companies from being sued for the malicious use of their product. And if she were to do that, then that opens it up for everything out there, cars and beer and all this other stuff, because people abuse everything. But she wants to do it with guns. And that would, if she actually succeeded in doing that and it became law, well, they wouldn't have to ban guns because the guns would, gun companies would go out of business. So the only thing I'll tell you, and I, you know, in the beginning I was intrigued by Trump. Now, Trump is a sort of a wingnut to me. It's beginning to look like the people want him because they're angry, and I understand why they're angry, because we have pushed Republicans and we've gotten them in place and they do nothing. So
I'm just afraid that those that are following Trump are kind of like the Pied Piper in the Mouse. You know, he's gives real good speeches, but he doesn't tell you anything of substance. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe he tells things of substance and I'm just too thick-headed to pick up on it or something.
Well,
but that's what it seems like to me. It seems like he's just the white Obama who just happens to be in the Republican.
Well, I mean, look at what Obama's failing to do right now. He's been rebuked on his EPA bill, on his clean air bill. He's been rebuked a few times on a few things. With Obamacare, he's been rebuked once or twice. He hasn't, you know, after Sandy Hook, they all thought they had the wind at their backs, and they got, Obama pitched a hissy fit in the Rose Garden. Except for Obamacare and except for his regulatory stuff that he's done, he really hasn't gotten that much passed in Congress, except when the Republicans go along to get along.
He got his Obamacare passed.
He did.
But it's his multi-trillion-dollar money spending every year that, you know, they don't actually fight about, which is killing us on the debt, you know. $21 trillion, I heard from a very well-known man.
Right.
Once we hit $21 trillion, we're done. And we're at, what, 19 by now?
I don't know where we determined that we're going to be done at that point, but I mean, this is why. One of the reasons I do what I do, Tony, is that I look at things and I just don't see. I don't see the American people getting behind somebody that will successfully start a gradual pullback from the abyss. And I think it's going to fall to people like me and you, because these guys that are doing it to us, they're going to be hiding under a table. So it's going to be up to me, people like me and you. So I mean, and that's why I do what I do. As far as who would be better, who would be worse, I think anybody is better than either one of the Democrats.
Well, as far as what you do, you're doing a fine job, and best show you had with the SDI representative was outstanding. You notice I don't text much because, for some reason, I can't text into your show no more. Is there a bug in the program on your end or what?
You know, you're the second one that has told me that they can't. You're talking about when you're in the chat room, you can't. I'm going to have to get that looked at. Yeah, I'm going to have to get that looked at. I'm going to have to get that looked at tomorrow.
Now, I use an Android. Maybe it doesn't work on Androids.
Well, it only just started with you. It seems to be only working against people here in the upstate of South Carolina.
it's a conspiracy.
Yeah,
There
you go.
You have a good evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. The, you know, our government, all of our government, has committed malfeasance against us for years. They've kicked the can down the road for years. They don't. Right now, everybody in the media, one of the things they're talking about as far as replacing Scalia is the price the Republicans will pay, and how the American public will never let the Republicans get away with not putting a new justice in there, and Scalia would want it. And I submit to you that as long as we have a bunch of government players that are more concerned with being reelected, and that's their thing, that's their focus. Now, they know lots of the things about getting reelected. Ask them about some of these issues, and they're only going to be as good as their staff. They're only going to be as good as their briefings they get. Some of these guys are relatively smart. Some of these guys have, but I mean, being a genius is not part of being in Congress. I mean, let's look at Hank Johnson out of Georgia, and he keeps getting reelected. I don't understand you Georgia people, some of you. So, what can I tell you? We're in a position where truly lead and brass are worth more than gold. If I do and I prepare the things I prepare and I have the things that I have and I talk about the things that I talk about, I've been told more than once that I'm talking about something that doesn't matter. And that always insults me because they'll be talking, everybody wants to talk about the bankers or the thises or the thats or the others. And all of those things are collateral issues that are out there. The government's out of control. They can't, this is like a, we're like a plane in a tailspin. Now we've still got plenty of altitude. And if somebody that really knew how to fly got behind that stick, they could pull this thing up and make it work. But we don't have that. I don't see that happening. I don't see the American people. There's too many of us that are out there saying, we deserve this and we deserve that, simply by being. There's too many people out there that think that everybody, Big Tony that's driving a truck should pay for their education and their health care and their money. Too many. And as long as we have that, then we're always going to be at odds with each other. And at some point, something is going to break because those people vote too, and there's enough of them to make a difference. And those of us that are conservative, we sit around and say, nope, not on this principle, I'm not going. And then we just enable them to take it a little bit further. We'll be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm?
What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Barbara Sanders is a psychotherapist in Nashville, Tennessee. And she wants the 130-some-odd million of us to understand that the people, those of us that have firearms, there's something deeply wrong with us. Or maybe it's wrong with her. So here's her letter to the editor, and let's address her points as we go along, shall we? Dear gun advocates, some of you want pistols to protect yourselves and your families. Some are vigilantes like George Zimmerman who wants to keep neighborhoods safe. Some are police, some of whom need to use weapons more responsibly. Some shoot defenseless animals for sport. And some own military weapons that can mow down large groups of school children or moviegoers. All right, I think that pretty much sets the stage. We know exactly where she's coming from. Zimmerman was on a night watch thing. He was on his way to a store when he saw Trayvon.
Yeah.
Yes, he did get out of his car. He shouldn't have done that. Trayvon had been booted from his Miami high school for possessing burglary tools and suspected stolen jewelry. And it was later determined that Martin was a frequent and heavy drug abuser, was trafficking in illegal guns. George Zimmerman, after he got out of his truck, which was stupid, but he was headed back to his truck when Martin jumped on him. And Martin jumped on him and was beating him to death. He was in the sitting astride of him, a la the mixed martial arts, pummeling his head into the ground, and Zimmerman shot him. So, okay, and we know how that ended up. So you, doctor, are wrong on your assessment. I'd like to ask what qualifies her to comment on police use of force issues, but I think that we all know that she's ignorant and merely responding to what she reads in the mainstream media. She's as clearly and ignorantly biased against hunting and isn't educated enough to know the difference between military weapons, which have not been available to the civilian market since 1986 at any price, and those commonly owned by American citizens. She says, I'm writing to this last group. Please help the ones that have the weapons that can mow down the children and the moviegoers. That's my target, you know. Please help me understand. It may be a constitutional right to bear arms, but the Constitution said we have the right to bear arms in a militia. Those arms being muskets at the time, guns you could shoot once, take much time to reload, not AK-47 weapons. Please help me understand. Well, do you write with a quill, lady? Do you understand that the founders knew that, they said arms. Had swords and muskets and whatever. But that also means AR-15s and Glocks and everything else. Arms, because they knew, Benjamin Franklin was an inventor. He knew technology would advance. We can note that Ms. Sanders should have spent a lot of time learning history and civics and law while in college. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Federal Code, the letters, the speeches, and the other works of the Founding Fathers utterly refute her absurd position. If she were educated on the subject, she would know that we are the militia. The founders made that perfectly clear. U.S. Code recognizes multiple militia classes. The citizenry is recognized as the unorganized militia in the U.S. Federal Code. Smoke that, Sanders! Nothing in the Constitution nor the Bill of Rights nor in the words of any of the founders tied the ownership and use of arms to active militia service, because I'm active right now. Back during that time, they had weapons with 20-round magazines. they had one called the Ghirardoni that Thomas Jefferson sent west with Lewis and Clark. There were early superposed machine guns like the Belton gun George Washington inquired about for the Continental Army early in the Revolutionary War. They had cannon. They had howitzers. They had rockets. They had mortars. They had hand grenades, pivot guns, early autocannon, and privately owned ships of the line capable of leveling entire coastal cities. Why these weapons? She asks, are you waiting for a once rare but now more frequent mass shooting? Or another shooting so you can save the day, planning to kill the bad guys? How many times must you have an opportunity and have that opportunity in life? One can always hope, I suppose. This is somebody who spent their life mastering the soft sciences, not history. History is a hard fact. Soft science is not. She might have learned that the Second Amendment isn't about hunting or crime control or even personal defense. Those are very nice side effects. Founding fathers wrote the Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment, in case we had to get bloody with the government, in case we had to go primitive with the government, in case we had to go encircle the beloved beltway of the government. That's why they gave it this. And arms such as the AK-47s and the AR-15s are precisely that which we would need to actually do this. For the fools that do stand up against us, most of them are going to desert. Dr. Sanders, do you understand that? They're going to desert. They're going to be on my side because they took the oath. Don't get that. I know that doesn't sink into your soft science head, but they took the oath. They believe it. She's coming from Tennessee. She is from the home of the Battle of Athens. She continues on, have you listened to police chiefs who say they don't want their staff entering an active shooting scene where bad shooters and good shooters are battling around innocent families and children unable to discern who is good or bad? Do you think you could shoot your AK-47 and only hit the bad people instead of innocents as well? No idea, because I don't carry one of those around. And which cop is out there, if it's not a anti-gun cop? I mean, most other cops. Can you name for me a good Samaritan who's been shot by the cops? Can you? Somebody's intervening and shooting. You know why you can't? Because nothing's happened like that. She continues. Please help me understand. The police might mistake you for a bad shooter. They might shoot and kill you. The investigators will also need to determine if your bullets killed the innocent. Are you asking to be imprisoned? We're better at it, Sanders, than the cops are. So thank you. Thanks for that. Once again, maybe if you'd study a little bit. Once again, maybe you just don't feel very good about yourself or your life, and you need to boost your confidence and self-esteem by openly carrying a giant weapon, hiding your disappointing body parts and or your psychological distress. Maybe you really are fearful, thinking that Muslims are taking over this country, and if not Muslims, then perhaps black and brown men and boys are wreaking havoc. Maybe you have been severely traumatized and need help. I still don't understand. Who makes you God? Even if you were in a challenging shooting situation, are you the judge or jury? Can you just sort out facts in the heat of the moment instead of using your our justice system to work through an agreed-upon process for determining innocence, guilt, and sentencing. I, for one, am extremely frightened of you because you hold my and my family's lives in your hands when you carry your weapons of mass destruction around our schools and parks and churches. Tiny children find your weapons thinking they are toys. Please help all of us understand your thinking, feelings, and logic. And then maybe we can have a safe and honest conversation about your fear and your anger and your obsession with power, control, and violence. She said it, not me. She, you know, she's afraid of us. And yet she's surrounded. She's in Tennessee. Isn't that the patron saint of everybody that shoots? She's regurgitating, like all anti-gun minor birds, that which they have not studied. And that part, you know, it doesn't disturb me that she wrote that letter to the editor. I hear that stuff all the time. You hear that stuff all the time. It amuses me. It amuses me because she thinks that I'm out there and I want to kill somebody. I don't. I don't want any of that stuff to happen that you described. However, it's not up to you whether or not I get to defend myself, and that's something you need to understand, lady. Get off of your fear and stop projecting onto me. Do not deny the mask. Take your hands off of your eyes, look at the world around you, and figure out what's going on. And then, once you've done a little studying, looked at a few things here and there, maybe you could make an informed statement on it. Until then, shut up! Hour 3 coming up. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time of life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.